Okay, we're back. Tech Ed Europe 2010. Want me to dial up the time while we talk?
Yes, please.
All right, on the chef, here we go.
So as of this morning, 356 sessions are online.
Wow.
And more
posted.
To come.
Posted.
You bet.
In fact, they're coming out on a daily basis. The team basically, you know, edits them. They've decided on what most of this content's going to be already.
Can't keep up.
And yeah, I mean, so watch the feed, watch the site. And actually, it's funny because I see on Twitter, whenever any of these new sessions come out, people tweet, they notice, they talk. I remember one of the initial tweets was, "Hey, there's nothing in the development track," and of course now there is. So the point is, keep looking, keep checking back.
We're not done yet.
We're not done yet. More and more of these will keep showing up.
Looking forward to it.
So that's goodness. Matter of fact, the interface there allows you to search. So you can slice and dice all the content, because at TechEd, there's lots of sessions. There's breakout sessions. There's more interactive sessions. We call them interactive sessions.
Labs.
Hands-on labs are part of the same thing. So you can search by keyword, and you almost need to, because there's hundreds of sessions there. You can filter by track. So there's 17 technical tracks that we have there. You can even filter by speaker. So if you've got a favorite speaker, like I know one of the ones that people have been tweeting about, Mark Rosinovich, who's always a popular favorite, you can find the sessions that Mark is giving. You can even search by level. So we try to level the content as well. Starting with, I don't think there's actually any 100-level content, but 200-level, 300-level, and 400-level, which is really the deep, technical, kind of expert content.
Right.
So there's a good mix there, and
it's exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting.
Coming together.
Absolutely is.
But attending Tech Ed is not all about just sitting in sessions. It's also about networking.
Absolutely.
So in early October, we're going to be releasing the delegate directory. And this is something that you signed up for when you registered, and you can always go back now and still opt in, where you can choose to share some information, like your name, where you live, your Twitter account, your blog, whatever, so you can network with other attendees at Tech Ed Europe.
And this is a feature that actually was based on attendee feedback at some prior events that we've done. So we do these focus groups where we hire a third party, you know, professional company who knows how to do this, basically interviews attendees at our events and kind of figures out what we should do to tweak the events for the following year.
Right. Why do people come?
To make them better.
Right.
And one of the things I always said, networking, networking, networking.
Totally.
And it's, you know, it's hard to find people with similar interests. How do I reach out to them? And a direct result of that feedback is this attendee directory.
Right.
So it's exciting to see, and we've run it now at a couple events. And it'll be interesting to see.
And it's never too late. Again, you can go back in and sign up and get access to that information so you can find people that like you with similar interests that you can reach out to in advance of the conference and meet up on site and have a beer.
Yep, and I'm not sure I'm looking that way, but I know for one of our prior events, we required all the Microsoft attendees to be there. So if you want to reach out and ask questions, I'm not sure if we required them this time or not. But
we will.
Yeah, we will.
We will.
We'll get them on there. So it's a great way to network, even with folks who are running the conference.
That's right.
So
we want to talk about one of the benefits of signing up for TechEd Europe is receiving a free TechNet subscription.
And this is big.
And we thought it would be a good idea to kind of go through in detail for you actually what is part of that subscription, all the products that you get.
So this morning, and I just went to the, if you go to our website and follow the link to the TechNet subscription page, you can download a list of all the products that you actually get access to. So the idea here is that, you know, you're an IT professional, a developer, and you want access to our technologies in your testing environment, and you want to play around with them. And this list, there's no way I could read this all. It's very small print, and it's, you know, multiple pages of products
Huge.
That you have access to. I didn't even know we made this many products, to be honest with you. But, you know, BizTalk server, Commerce server, Content Management server, CRM, you know, .NET Framework stuff is on here. Even Groove, host integration servers on here, Internet Explorer, all the different administration packs, Office 2007, including the language packs, many different versions. So this is an international set. It's not just a U.S. or a North America focused set. It's actually an international set. Project server, Windows server, SQL server, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So this is a great way to test, experiment, play with the new technologies, and see how it works inside of your organization.
And this has huge value. So when you sign up for the conference, the price that you have to pay, just deduct several hundred euro off of that because you're getting that for free.
Yeah, it's a great
thing. That's a deal.
Some of the other stuff, I know they have managed forums. So if you have technical questions or issues, you can go to these forums, find out if maybe your question's already been answered. If not, post your question there. Of course, other people who participate can answer, but more importantly, people at Microsoft also monitor those forums, so you can actually get some technical help there as well. I think there's also one or two technical calls in there. There's quite a list of benefits. It's really worth going up to the website and finding out what that list is, because it's pretty impressive and something to feel good about.
Right on.
Yeah, definitely.
So I know we have a couple of questions from Twitter we want to answer, but first I want to announce a contest.
Ooh, we like our contests.
Yeah. So something, because we like to share behind the scenes things about the planning committee and what's going on back here at corporate. So we are actually on a search for the venue, the city and location, for the next Tech Ed Europe.
Ooh,
so that's,
future.
That's ongoing right now, and we're looking at lots of major cities in Tech Ed, or in Europe, and of course, you know, you have to take into consideration that we have to have you know, enough concurrent breakout rooms that will hold like 400 plus sessions, a keynote hall that will hold well over 5,000 people, a meal hall that will hold that many people. So
and some other things, speaking of behind the scenes, you know, how do people get to that city? Is there good access in and out, whether that's by train or whether that's flying?
Exactly.
Are there enough hotel rooms available in the area? I mean, there's lots of things that go into picking a location.
Lots of considerations.
Beyond just there's a place.
Which actually automatically rules out tons of cities and venues because we're so big, our program is so big, that a lot of folks just, or places just can't hold us.
Yep.
So anyway, so a contest that we want to announce, and you can win a free pass to Tech Ed Europe, and again, the rules are...
So you this gets you into the event, but you have to get yourself to the event.
Yeah,
so
pay
for your own flight or drive if you're nearby,
and
pay for your own hotel. But we'll at least comp you the price of getting into the event.
So on the Channel 9 forum below this video, go ahead and post. We want to know what your favorite city in Europe is, where you like to see us hold a Tech Ed Europe, and why. And we're gonna pick a random winner and send you a free pass to Tech Ed Europe. Now, this is probably, you know, keep in mind, we're not saying that we're going to be able to pick the city that you like.
Right.
But we're curious. Where do you think would be a good place for business people to go and attend a conference? And keep in mind our considerations. But we're just curious where you guys would like to go in Europe.
Yeah, and it's feedback, right? We like to make our decisions based on feedback.
Absolutely.
So the more we hear, the better.
And Tech Ed Europe
has
been all over. We've been in Barcelona, Amsterdam, Nice. So... Where else should we go?
Yeah, where haven't we been? Or maybe one of those prior locations is a favorite location.
Should we go back?
Yeah, should we go back? So that'll be great to hear. When's the deadline for this?
So we record this show every Friday morning. Mm-hmm. So by next Friday,
whatever
today is, I don't know what day you're watching this video.
We'll put it in the write-up.
Next Friday.
Yeah, we'll put it in the
write-up. Deadline.
Okay, good. So we've got some questions on Twitter. And by the way, if you're not following us on Twitter, we do a lot of interactions on Twitter.
Yeah, please do.
Matter of fact, if you have questions, there's probably no faster way to get an answer than to tweet it. Of course, you can always email us and
the
we do respond.
The whole team monitors it.
Yeah, we monitor it. And it's TechEd_Europe. Or if you're going to tweet yourself and you want to make sure we see it, if you use the hashtag TEE10 for TechEdEurope10, 2010, we'll also pick them up. So one of the questions here is from 175. Looking at the Tech Ed sessions, topics are online, as we said earlier. Is there a way to organize them into a personal schedule? So there isn't yet, because we're still publishing these sessions. But on or around kind of late September here, early October, we're actually going to open up what we call the Schedule Builder.
Yep.
And this will allow you to kind of pick your favorite sessions and add them to your own personal list, kind of your My Sessions list.
So you kind of like build your agenda for the week.
You can build your agenda for the week. And then we use the data on the back end to figure out which of these topics are very popular. So we can schedule repeats, for example.
Right.
So we leave some slots open for repeated sessions that are very popular. You know, oftentimes, even in the biggest room, we don't have room, so proactively we'll schedule some repeats and get them out on the agenda so that people can be aware of that.
So it's good for the attendees at home to kind of start to plan out your week and which sessions you want to hit, but it also for us on the back end helps us plan which rooms, you know, are going to be really popular, which sessions are important, but maybe fewer people are attending, going to a smaller room, things like that.
Yeah,
so
we really do depend on that data.
Preference information
absolutely helps us do the right thing, basically, at the event so that attendees have a good experience. The second one, it looks like it was actually retweeted. Fry Tom retweeted Occulto, I think, if I'm saying that right.
Yep.
Is there or will there be a data feed, an OData feed, I'm guessing, for Tech Ed Europe, similar to the one we did for Tech Ed North America 2010? So I actually reached out to our content owner, Steven Salazar, who we had on a prior show. And we're talking to the vendor that we work with that helps us put the site together to see if we can get an OData feed. We've done this in the past, and it allows people who just want to spend the time to do a little bit of development to kind of suck in the data feed of all the session titles, the descriptions, you know, the room information, the speaker information, and do whatever they want with it. Because these are technical events and people like to kind of munge the data, you can bring it into Excel, you can write your own little custom app.
Yep.
We've actually had people in the past write, you know, apps for like an iPhone, for example, to manage that content. I'm sure there's a Windows Phone 7 version that's probably coming at some point in the future. But it's just neat to expose all that data and let people kind of do what they want with it. So we'll see if we can push on that one and try to get it here for Tech Ed Europe.
Fun. I also want to mention that it's not too late to sign up to be an exhibitor at Tech Ed Europe.